never settle, unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips and experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
Yep. Well done.
Good job, Bo.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Monday afternoon, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get into an NFL no huddle in just a minute. Back into some of the other, the ins and outs of the Super Bowl, the X's and O's of the Super Bowl 20 minutes from now. Just a dominant performance in the trenches by the Philadelphia Eagles, where they have built their football team from the inside out. Yep. The way that it's supposed to be done. There's a lot of ways to do it. Yeah. But that's the way they did it, and it's worked out very well for them. We'll get back into that. And then the back page with Bo coming up.
I mean, you look at, right, and Shefty just tweeted out the pending free agents for the Eagles.
Okay.
Okay, Zach Bond.
Yeah.
Okay, Josh Sweat.
Okay.
Milton Williams going to get paid.
Yeah, he had a great game last night.
Yes, he's going to get paid.
I think those two guys combined for five sacks.
He's going to get paid offseason. Yep. And so, I mean, the rest of these guys are backups and things like that. So, I mean, for the most part, their core is coming back.
What of those three do you think they keep?
Williams.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they're trying to keep the interior of that defensive line together.
Yeah, because someone will pay Sweat a bunch of money on the open market. Yeah. Like, somebody's going to do that thing, and whatever, maybe it'll work out, where you pay somebody else's pass rusher a whole bunch of money,
right,
and then hope he can recreate it there. Doesn't have all the other guys around him like he has there, so maybe it'll work like that, maybe it won't. Yeah, and then Bond, who knows?
Who knows?
Like,
but he's going to get paid, though.
He is.
He is going to get paid because, I mean, dude, you just don't – I mean, the production that he had this past year, unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
The production he had was unbelievable.
When I remember, like, not going to lie, I don't remember him as a big special teams difference maker when he was in New Orleans.
No.
But I remember him flying around in that week three or week four, whatever game it was, between the Falcons and the Eagles.
Making every play.
I was like, who the hell is that guy? Who's Bond?
Making
and then I remember Arch was on with us on Wednesday, and he was like, that whatever number, blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, Bond. He's like, yeah, that guy's unbelievable.
Yes.
And then in the game, I looked him up. I was like, where'd they draft that guy from? I was like, oh, they didn't.
No.
Like, he's a free agent signing. He's been in the league for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting. I was like, maybe he's in there because somebody's hurt, whatever. No, he just played all year, was top five in defensive player of the year voting, was the first team all pro, and had a Super Bowl, had an interception in the Super Bowl.
I'll tell you this.
That's a pretty good year.
And we talk about, Saquon didn't get it. He had some nice runs, but for the most part, he was bottled up. His blitz pickup yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Goodness gracious. He was stoning, folks. He was stoning people yesterday in the blitz pickup department, man. And, I mean, you look at it. I mean, he's coming back. I mean, they got all their offensive playmakers are coming back. They're all signed up. And obviously, Saquon is there. You're going to lose Mekhi Becton. Mm-hmm. But other than that, you're good offensively. You're good offensively. Defensively, you're going to lose Williams and Sweat probably because they're gonna cash out on the open market.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, you got other guys, and then what does he do? He drafts guys.
He drafts them.
Yeah, he just we'll draft another defensive tackle, another defensive end.
Yeah,
and we'll put him in the rotation with all our good players.
They also already have guys that they recently drafted that are in the rotation with those guys that now will just get more snaps.
Exactly.
Like, they just have. I don't know, man. Sucks. I wish Howie Roseman now. Yeah, I do. I wish Howie Roseman would come. Make some of these picks around here. You know what I mean?
He just don't miss a lot.
A lot of these guys are guys we were like, oh, it'd be cool to see as a Falcon.
What's the tackle name? Mailata? He's a damn rugby player.
Jordan Mailata. Man, did you see him coming out for the coin flip?
Dude.
I was like, look at that guy. That guy's the size of a house.
They said 6'8", 330. That's the average on their offensive line.
And Mailata's walking out there with not an ounce of body fat on him.
He's just a big,
huge rock.
Yeah. just walking out there.
I just remember when Peters was the guy. And obviously, Peters is incredible.
Yes,
one of the all-time great left tackles. And he was getting hurt late in his career. Yep. And I remember they had a big game. It was like, well, Mailata's going to have to start for him. That's an advantage.
You remember they drafted the kid out of Washington State?
Washington State, yeah.
Yeah, to be the left tackle, to take over for JP.
And then Mailata's just like, no, we're good.
Yep.
I'm just going to take right over for Peters, and we're just not going to miss a step, and we're still going to have the best offensive line in football. And they do. I mean, they lost Kelsey. Kelsey's one of the best centers of all time a couple years ago.
Yes.
And they haven't skipped a beat. They still run the tush push all the time. Yep. Scored a touchdown on it yesterday.
Yeah, man.
Unbelievable. They're good football.
They are. They're structured well.
And they're champions. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle.
Falcons beat them.
Damn right. Damn right they did.
Set.
Oh, yeah, that means the Kirk Cousins curse was broken.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Curse Cousins.
Yeah, yeah.
No team had ever lost to Kirk Cousins in the same year they won the Super Bowl. Not anymore.
Not anymore. Now that's all gone. That's just like him.
Just like him.
Yeah.
Is it good things, bad things? I don't know. All things. All things come to an end, and that came to an end as well, including Aaron Rodgers' time in New York, sounds like. They're going to part ways. No longer the quarterback of the New York Jets. That didn't go great. That wasn't a good tenure.
I think, because he played when they were in it, or when they were technically not out of it, he played like ass. And then once they were technically out of it, he played better.
Right.
Categorically, yeah, it was a disaster.
From a 2-year sample,
it was a disaster.
Aaron Rodgers' tenure in New York was a disaster.
It was a disaster, and he has to decide because he got on the plane, that kind of feels like he wants to continue to play.
Right, you wouldn't go out there and talk to them about that.
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah,
he
just wanted to see what they were going to do. He makes his move out there. I don't know. But with this quarterback starved league, I'm sure somebody's going to kick the tires. I don't know where. But, yeah, I know a lot of people that know A.G., Aaron Glenn, the head coach, and they just weren't going to fit.
Nope.
It wasn't going to fit.
I don't remember who said it. Somebody said it perfectly. Aaron Glenn is a no-nonsense coach, and Aaron Rodgers has been nothing but nonsense.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Not a marriage.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
Not a marriage.
It's not going to work.
I'll be honest with you. Like, if I'm a team that's quarterback needy, I'm looking somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like, there's just too much involved with that.
It just is.
You got to make the juice worth the squeeze, and I don't know if it is right now with him. But, I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, and he's a great quarterback, and first ballot.
He will
and all
be
that.
A first. Like, he will
and
be.
And he should be.
Whoever presents him to the Hall of Fame, all he got to say is Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
He ain't got to plead a case of Aaron Rodgers, 5 years after he retired, is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
An incredible career that he had, but, yeah, I mean, it seems like it's probably over, and even if there's still a little bit left in there, it comes with a lot of crap, so I'm not doing it. It sounds very much like the Saints are going to hire Kellen Moore as their head coach.
I think
we thought Kellen Moore was going to be the coach in Dallas.
I guess
he was smart enough not to do that.
But the crazy thing about it is, like, the Saints are a mess.
They are indeed.
They are a mess. And for a guy's first job to be that, I know Sean Payton's first job was after the Katrina and all those different things, and him and Drew, they saved that city, saved that team and everything like that. But this is a mess right here, and you got the one guy who is the reason why he got the job. Like, Kellen Moore is probably their fourth or fifth choice.
Right.
But other guys didn't want to work with Mickey Loomis.
Right.
And now Mickey, I hope the best for Kellen, except for when they play the Falcons. But it's going to be they're $51 million over the cap.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what they're going to do with their quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
They're old.
Very old.
And they're just not good anymore. It's a badly run organization. And sometimes you look at it from a standpoint where Drew Brees and Sean Payton covered a lot of that up.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
No, they did nice. No, they did nice well things. Around that,
they
too.
They did, like, but still.
Yeah, but of course. When you have those two guys, you can get away with a lot of other stuff.
But it's a mess.
That's the thing.
It's a mess.
Kellen Moore can be a really good coach.
Yeah.
Who's his Drew Brees?
Who's his Drew Brees? Exactly. Who's his Drew Brees? Who's his coordinator going to be? Right. Like, it's so much that goes into
it. What's his network like?
So, I mean, that's going to be the biggest thing is him trying to fill out his staff.
He's young, man.
He's 35.
Is he 35?
Yes.
That's crazy.
He's gonna have that's what we talk about when you're a young head coach. Like, who do you know? Who do you know as far as that? Are the Eagles gonna let him bring some people with him from there? But I mean, he came into the Eagles situation. You know what I mean? He wasn't
right.
They parachuted him into that situation. So it'll be interesting. But good for him, man.
Yeah, should be good news for the Falcons for at least the next couple of years.
I agree.
With this bad.
I agree.
But we said that going into Week 10, and turned out that was the worst game of the whole year in terms of everything that happened that day. Travis Kelce hasn't made up his mind on what he's going to do next year.
I'll take my time.
He shouldn't.
Yeah, take your time, man.
If they would have won yesterday, I'd been surprised if he didn't ride off into the sunset.
Yeah.
Makes it hard to ride off into the sunset after that one.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, Kelce, he just, obviously he's older. He doesn't get the separation that he used to get and things like that, and it's so obvious now. And he got three of them things. I know, obviously, he wants to go into a different line as far as entertainment, things like that. The suit he had on was whack as hell. I don't care what nobody said.
I didn't see it.
You're like a 1970s like disco dude last night, man.
Really?
Yeah, it was
definitely
pretty,
dressed like a porn star.
It dressed like old Ron Jeremy or something.
Oh,
like that.
Oh wow.
Yeah. It was out there. It was out there. But yeah, I don't know what the status is going to be for Kelce. But the thing with the Chiefs is the Chiefs got to get younger, and the Chiefs got to get obviously the offensive line's got to get better, but it's hard to replace a guy like Kelce. They tried to, and they got I always forget their second tight end's name. They gave him a little money and everything like that. But yeah, if I'm Kelce,
Gray.
If I'm Kelce,
Owen
Gray.
Yeah.
If I'm Kelce, I'm gonna take all the time I
Noah
need.
Noah Gray.
If I'm Kelce, I'm taking all the time that I need, and I'm sure the Eagles are going to give him that.
Yeah,
they're going to give him that,
and they should.
Yeah.
No, you're right. That suit was very. Very 70s pornish.
Yeah.
His hair's kind of like that now, too.
Yeah, like he was going up to the heels for a shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
The sunglasses are orange and match. It looks like blue blockers.
Yeah, like he was going up there for a shoot, man.
We had the 80s theme. Was the 80s theme.
Oh, yeah, I saw the pictures, man. It looked awesome.
For the daddy-daughter dance on Saturday night. 80s fashion is fun. I got to wear, I always wanted a jean jacket, so I got to wear a jean jacket.
Look good on you, man.
Looked pretty good.
The one picture I saw, it looked good.
I got these Reeboks I'm wearing now.
Oh, nice.
It's kind of like that style of, there's a lot of New Balances and Reeboks and stuff out there from the 80s that people are wearing, so that's good.
Nice.
I kind of wanted some of those anyway. So I was able to scratch some of those 80s itches that I was having.
There you go.
Which is good.
It's always good to scratch an itch from the 80s.
If you got an itch from the 80s, still,
your ass need a transplant.
Yeah, you probably
need
more
a body transplant or something. Yeah, dog.
At this point.
Yeah.
No, it was good to see, there was a lot of, obviously, a lot of Run DMC.
Yeah.
That was a popular.
That's always going to be the popular one right there.
And then there was a lot of, neon kind of, jumpsuits, you know. That was good. And then I didn't think about this. People were so smart. Just go 80s movies. You had Top Gun dads.
Okay.
Super smart.
Yeah.
Should have thought of that. You had Tom Selleck where he wore the Tiger's hat, Magnum PI?
Yes.
And the floral shirt.
Hawaiian shirt.
There was a dad like that. That dad's smart.
Did he have the little ass shorts?
No, he had jeans on.
Okay, that was the one thing about Magnum PI. Man, Selleck had them thigh highs. Above the thigh.
Yeah, that was popular in the 80s.
Yeah, that was.
That's kind of come back. The short shorts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not
on
into
young
it.
Fellas?
Yeah, I'm not into all that stuff.
They call
man.
Them Hoochie Daddy shorts.
Yeah, I just
Hoochie Daddy, yeah.
I mean, I got a pair, but I don't wear them outside.
You wear them inside?
I wear them in the house, yeah. I wear them around the house. She likes to see them. I told y'all, she likes thighs.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, she likes mine.
Ladies do like thighs. If you have them, though.
I've been preaching it.
Yeah.
But we all have thighs, Andy.
Well, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But not all thighs are created equal.
That is true.
You know what I mean?
That is true. That is so true.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
That is so true.
We got a little bit of time left.
Yeah, we got
I thought that was going to carry us to 15, but it didn't.
49ers are expecting to trade Deebo Samuels. I think this is a year. I think this is the time. I mean, they've given permission, obviously, to see if they can him and his agent can find a trade partner. It does seem like it's about that time.
Yeah, it's just hard because he's perfect for what they do.
Yeah.
He's just hurt all the time.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be the biggest thing.
He got paid.
His market. He's got his money and everything like that. So I think that's going to be the biggest thing.
What's the market look like for Deebo Samuel?
I don't know.
Because, again,
I saw it yesterday, and I completely agree. You got to put him somewhere where there's speed.
Yeah.
You got to put him somewhere where there's guys. Like, he'd be perfect in Kansas City.
Right.
He'd be perfect in Kansas City, man. You know, just a yak guy. Guy that can break tackles. Patrick can hit him over the middle. So if I'm Kansas City, I'm calling about it. Because they need, like, I mean, Rasheed Rice is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you got
Xavier Worthy.
You don't have to bring back D-Hop. You don't have to bring Hollywood Brown.
No.
Juju, you can sign him again right before the playoffs. But you got to find another guy. And they get Deebo in there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
I like it.
That's a good idea. They probably need to look at running back, too.
Oh, yes.
All right, we'll come back.
Yes.
We'll get back into some of the highlights from last night on the field, talk about how the Eagles did what they did. Just a historic beatdown of a great football team. Unexpected, to say the least. We'll get into it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Odyssey celebrates President's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.